The Heartland Cyclones are already spinning into the track season with a moving force. They've seen a few records broken in the indoor meet at Iowa State, as Cade Sears broke the 60-meter dash record, earning first with a 6.85-second time, while the 4x1 relay team broke the record with a 43.2-second time in the relay event. Head coach Sam Brummer is excited to see how future meets will be going for his Cyclones this season.
Yeah, we definitely got off to a great start with the guys that we took up to that indoor meet. We're able to break a few records, which anytime you can break records, that's usually a good thing. Obviously, with Cade Sears, probably the headliner to that, broke the 60-meter dash record up there twice, and then we broke our own record that we set last year with our kind of four guys of in the 4x1. So went 43.20, which this early is a very good sign of kind of what's to come. So it got the kids excited for kind of future meets and kind of how things potentially could go. But obviously we want to run our best meets in May. So it was definitely a good start, but hopefully not the best meet that we were on this year.
Heartland brings a well-established squad to the table this season. This includes three top runners, Cade Sears, Braden Angers, and Matthew Sorfonen, who have all been top-tier athletes for Heartland in the last few seasons. The Cyclones also return some other top talent, including Lucas Francis, Jackson Beaker, Franz Reis, Bryce Mbala, Redmond Stevens, and Landon Kaufman, who will make an impact on the team scores this season for Heartland.
Yeah, we have several, which again is a good problem to have. I'd say obviously our forefront of our sprints would be Cade Sears. He's obviously a well-known kind of athlete throughout the state in a variety of sports, including track. He got fourth last year in the 100 and fifth in the 200. Braden Eggers would be another sprinter, kind of versatile guy for us in a wide variety of events. He got third last year in the long jump. He's a returner for us. Matthew Sorfonen has looked excellent in our workouts and sprints, and I think he's really poised for a big year and kind of his final hurrah of his high school career. Then we have a lot of guys like Lucas Francis, Jackson Beaker, Franz Reis, Bryce Rambala, Aiden Redmond Stevens, a lot of guys that can give us some depth and flexibility. Landon Kaufman is another one that's coming along. We have a lot of new guys out for track. Hayden Somo will be another one that can run a 2.4 and throw the disc for us. So again, we have a lot of guys that can kind of mix and match into some relays and some open events that maybe we haven't had in years past. So we definitely still have some top tier sprinters and guys in the state that are definitely going to kind of command a lot of the headlines, but we got a lot of other kind of worker bee guys that are doing some work in the other relays to kind of help solidify those things as well.
The one expectation this season for the Cyclones is for them to compete in every meet, regardless of where they may place in the event. This goal for Heartland showcases every athlete's skills to the best of their ability, regardless of placement at the end of the race.
Oh, well, all of our athletes need to compete. I mean, that's kind of been our mantra for the last several years. I mean, really, wherever we're at, doesn't matter if you're the A relay, the B relay, the first guy or the second guy or the seventh guy, if it's unlimited entries or whatever, we expect all our guys to go out and compete, give their best effort and showcase their skills to the best of their ability. So again, it really doesn't matter if it's our first year guy or a kid that's just coming out this year. We expect them to go out and compete and give it their all. And then again, we'll kind of see where that takes us through the course of the meet, the season, and the year.
Looking at today's meet at Simpson College, the Cyclones will be participating in their first outdoor meet of the season. This will give Heartland a different look at what the bigger 4A schools bring to the table and how they will place early this season. These meets also help athletes start their path to reaching their individual and team goals for the beginning of the outdoor season.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a meet in terms of competition. You got a lot of 4A schools there, teams that we usually don't see. Sometimes you kind of get stuck in the rut of seeing the Hawkeye 10 schools or the Atlantics and the Council Bluff AL and TJ and just those meets by proximity that you're going to have the same teams at. So this was a great opportunity for us to kind of extend out of our comfort zone a little bit and try, running against West Des Moines Valley and Norwalk, Carlisle and Indianola and those big kind of 4A or really top 3A schools in terms of enrollment that we wouldn't really see on a regular basis. So again, for us, it's our first outdoor meet. So it'll be a first outdoor meet for a lot of our kids. It's a great opportunity for our kids to kind of see a measuring stick of how they hold up against, some of the bigger schools.
Heartland travels to Simpson College for their first official meet of the season, which starts at 4 p.m. today. I'm Zach Collins reporting.